When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Mike, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Let's go with this one. Oh, boy. Mike, what would you say has been your worst purchase? Your worst purchase
you
that you've ever made.
Spent money on it and you regretted it.
Oh, there's a lot.
I mean, look, man, even if it's just you went to a restaurant, ordered something, and it's the worst freaking meal you ever ate, you know? It's not always the biggest thing in the world, but you go like, I cannot believe I just spent money.
I got two that come to mind. Got a 1987 Volkswagen Golf GT.
That the one where the pistons blew up.
That exploded on me.
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
Actually, I got one related to that that I was just thinking of. 97 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It had the V8 motor. Went over to JBLM. Bought it for my kid's mom bought it for $750 for me. It was from a military guy. I was in the military at the time. And it ran and drove, but the speedo gear was out, so it would go up to 60 and max out. Night one, I dropped off the kid's mom and went, picked up a friend and his woman, drove it over to Seattle for some nightclub that you could get into when you were under 21. Went, have fun. Next night, took it up into the mountain up near Crystal. Partied, took it over there because it was snow season, went and had fun in the snow, blew the transfer case, went up the same night in my 74 Ford F-100 to pick it up, and ended up stalling that out, so I had to call the kid's mom to use her truck, load four deep in that single cab Chevy 1500 to go pick up the Jeep and tow it down, and parked it at Safeway, went up, got the Ford the next day, parked that right next to it, fixed the Ford, didn't bother to fix the Jeep, and I slept in the Jeep.
You slept in the Jeep?
The only thing good about it was that it had a heater. That was technically the house.
All right.
Yeah. So that was the only thing that was good about it. I mean, it was a fun about literally almost barely more than 24 hours. That I used that vehicle for actually running and driving purposes. Because after that, I mean, it was just for a heater.
Okay.
I literally pushed it over to the gas station to put gas, like $10 in it to keep the heater going at one point.
Look, before 2000s, cars traditionally, if you got over 100,000 miles, you're doing pretty well on any kind of vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was growing up, man, diesels did much better, but traditionally, if you had a car that went over 100,000 miles, you were fortunate to have that car.
Yes.
Now anymore, I think that's standard fare for any car that's out
Absolutely.
There, without question.
Yeah.
Now, well, I'll tell you what's gone the other direction, and this is my terrible purchase. Appliances. I'm talking washers and dryers.
Yep.
I'm talking microwaves, refrigerators, ovens, all of that crap, dishwashers. I had to get a new... This was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Worst purchase I've made lately was... a refrigerator went bad and went to, I don't know.
Did start doing drugs?
Home Depot.
It went bad.
Yeah.
Trying to stab me.
That's right. What the hell's the name of that brand? I can't remember. Oh, Samsung.
All right.
So I go to Home Depot and I get a Samsung refrigerator.
I'll tell you right now, buy a Samsung
refrigerator. It's got this computer thing on the front of it.
I love their TVs.
I do too.
Not the TVs.
That's kind of why I bought it.
Appliances.
That's why I bought it because I thought, look, it's going to be as reliable as this television that I've had, and it's the best TV I've got. Probably the best TV I've ever owned. So I thought, man, I'll just get this and a little screen on the front. I don't know why. So it can mess everything else up. And you know how you're supposed to put the... I guess you got like maybe a 6-month warranty if you mail the thing back in.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Should have.
I know.
Do it, man.
8-9 months go by, man, and that motherboard completely fried. That, which leaves me, from what I remember, the cost of replacing that motherboard was almost the cost of the refrigerator itself.
Right.
After they got done coming out, putting it in, taking the old one out, checking all the logistics on it. So I was like, the hell with this, man. But I honest to God, I had that. Maybe it might have been like a $2,000, $18. I can't remember what a refrigerator cost back then. Either way, it was the biggest waste of money ever. And then the next one I got, I just like, I want nothing on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything.
Analog, man.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, I don't even want an ice maker. And they're like, it comes with an ice. I'm like, all right, that's crazy that I'm going to get. You know, that and water. That's it.
We went to Albert Lee. We redid the kitchen. So I'm like, all right, we're going to get the appliances that we want to get, right? You take out a loan, you do this crap. The biggest problem we have is that the entire house is electric, right? So now when we're looking at cooktops, they're all, they're kind of digital, or it's the convection and all this kind of thing. And I'm like, man, I don't know about this. But the other thing we needed a downdraft, all right? Because we don't have a vent above it. We have a downdraft. Apparently, they do not make a lot of downdrafts anymore. But the guy goes, look, I got you covered.
It used to be like a Gen Air thing.
This kind of, yeah. But he goes, we have this downdraft, and you press this button, and it's one of those deals where it comes up from the counter. So it looks cool when you do it. And I just said, man, I don't want that. He's like, why not? I said, because I'm old enough to know that the more, for that thing to come out of the counter means that a lot of gears and things are involved. So if one thing goes wrong, it does not work, period. And I'm old enough to know that the more parts you put in something that does not need that many parts, the more likely it's going to go wrong, right? Try to make a decision and ask 18 people their opinion, or just make a decision for yourself. That's the way I see this, right? So that was absolutely my stance. And he goes, man, I don't know what to tell you. If you want a downdraft, this is basically all that is offered. I'm like, I don't know. So I'm trying to think of something else. Then he goes, hey, it has a lifetime warranty. I'm like, all right then, okay. I'm right, good. Yeah, I was I'm like, lifetime, right? He's like, it is lifetime. So, okay, because I just hate gears and gizmos. Because it's kind of like your motherboard. You know, it shorts out and it kind of F's up everything else about your fridge. I just want a cold box.
I just remember growing up in a house, and we had the same refrigerator for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the same refrigerator, stove. Maybe we upgraded the microwave. What I'm saying is that I always knew those things to be the things that you very rarely replace.
Not anymore.
Unless you're redoing a kitchen or, you know, whatever.
Getting like a washer or dryer or a new refrigerator seemed like it was a massive, massive deal.
Because it costs so much money.
Because you didn't have to do it.
I don't know if they make them worse now intentionally so that you buy them more often, but there's a refrigerator in our basement that's original to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Kenmore. It is 46 years old. And that thing works. I mean, it keeps everything super cold. The freezer is super cold. I'm like, this thing, I was 10 years old when this refrigerator was installed in this house, and it works better than anything that we have purchased since we've.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Been there.
I bought new appliances a couple years ago. Within a month, the microwave blew up.
So was that new as well?
It was brand new. So then I had it, and they came out. They replaced it. So, but since that point in time, okay, just like your smoke detector going off.
Yeah.
When the battery's low, this thing just beeps whenever it wants to. I mean, it goes.
What does it mean when it beeps?
Beep, beep, beep. And I mean, it drives me up the wall.
But what does that mean?
Well, sometimes it means your food is ready. So I open the door and I close the door. I have turned it on. I have turned it off. I have unplugged it. I have plugged it back in. It'll go beep, beep, beep. It depends. Sometimes it's 3 beeps. Sometimes it's 2 beeps. Sometimes it's 1 beep. I guarantee you, my dad's coming into town tomorrow. And he did appliances his entire life. And when I come home tomorrow afternoon, he's going to say, do you know that your microwave won't stop beeping? And I'll say, yes. I said, is it driving you crazy too?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, yes. And typically what I do now is I just unplug the damn thing out of the top. It's like in a cabinet.
Right.
And then I plug it in when I want to use it. Because, again, it's brand new. It's, what the hell is it? Frigidaire Professional.
Yeah, whatever.
Professional, my ass.
It, trust me.
I don't use
you
my
don't have a professional thing in your home as far as cooking.
No,
like,
no,
nobody.
No,
right, I don't use my microwave very much. And a couple years ago, I moved into this place, didn't have a microwave. So I bought like a cheap little one, I think at Target.
You'll have it forever.
It works fine, doesn't it?
Yeah, still works. Yeah. I mean, like, look, it sucks in the way that, like, the thing never stays on, like, when it rotates.
Is there a microwave where the plate stays on that thing?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a microwave on Earth where the plate stays on the little track?
But you're right. Other than that, it runs fine.
Yeah, I have a cheap-ass one in the basement. We got it. My daughter, when she, I don't know, six or seven, they were doing some project, all the little girls making something with melted chocolate.
All right.
Because otherwise, I don't want a microwave. And it's funny, the kids, other than microwave popcorn, they don't use the microwave. But I kind of like it because they learn a little bit of patience. The sense of, hey, I'm hungry. It's like, cool. It's at least a 15 to 20 minute wait. And they're used to it, so they don't give it a thought. And they go to the buddy's house, and it's like, hungry? All right, 35 seconds, here's your meal. And they find that kind of weird. I'm like, well, man, it's a microwave, man.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.